Torch editor Jamie Pettig, and this is the daily audio update for Friday, September 26th, 2008. I've got a ton of stuff to go through today from the week to catch up. I hope you enjoyed the three-part conversation I had with Jason Bent earlier this week that aired over the last few days. But on to the news. The World Extreme Cage Fighting, WEC, has officially announced their intent to go from 6 weight classes to 2, beginning in 2009. The middleweight division and light heavyweight division will no longer be in the WEC. Those two divisions will be folded into the UFC, and the WEC will focus on the bantamweight, lightweight, featherweight, welterweight classes. The December 3rd event, which now is being reported that Miguel Torres will officially take on Manny Tapia at that event for the bantamweight title. That will officially be the final event with 6 weight classes. So that opens it up for WEC's 185 and 205 pounders to go into the UFC's divisions of the same weights. So we'll look to see a few names pop into the mix for the UFC. It'll add some more depth to an already stacked light heavyweight division. Same with the 185-pound division, especially with the WEC middleweight champ Paulo Filho moving up into the UFC. That'll make for a lot of great matchups at 185 pounds with him in there. Elite XC and Affliction announced earlier this week, kind of a shocking fight for their October 4th, for Elite XC's October 4th show, in a co-promoted bout, Andre Arlovsky, who was supposed to face Josh Barnett at the now-canceled October 11th Affliction event. He is taking on former IFL heavyweight champion Roy Big Country Nelson. So that'll be on the October 4th CBS show on the main televised card. And adds a big-time heavyweight fight for the live broadcast, and definitely picks up what was looking like a much more lackluster card than it is now with that that fight signed. Speaking of rescheduled fights and moved fights, the rumored Quentin Jackson Vanderlei Silva fight for UFC 91 may not take place at all in 2008. There's conflicting reports going around. Quentin Jackson was interviewed in the UK's The Sun tabloid and stated that he would be fighting at UFC 92 in December and did not know if Vanderlei would for sure be the opponent or not. But Kevin Ioli at Yahoo Sports said that a reliable source told him the most likely date for that fight is now January 31st. That would be UFC 93. That's the Super Bowl weekend card that will be headlined by George St. Pierre and BJ Penn, which would add another gigantic fight to an already big main event. But the fact of the matter is, this is a good move to make it later than it was scheduled in the first place. The rumors of it being at UFC 91 just did not feel right with all of the charges that Quentin Jackson is facing. And this could all go out the door if Jackson is convicted and sentenced to any jail time, because he is definitely subject to it, stemming from his July arrest and everything that had gone down with that. So it's just another in a series of stories facing Quentin Jackson in his next fight. So again, we'll definitely keep you tuned to everything going on with with it, but right now it's either UFC 92 or 93. That's what it's looking at for Wanderlei Silva against Rampage Jackson, number 3. Another rematch fight has been signed for the live Ultimate Fighter finale for this season. Kevin Burns will take on Anthony Johnson in a rematch following the controversial victory that Kevin Burns received after illegally poking Anthony Johnson in the eye multiple times and finally hitting him so hard that he had to have surgery to reattach the retina in his eye. And, of course, the Nevada Athletic Commission did not overturn the decision, and the outcome was upheld. So Burns was officially given the win, the TKO win for that after that illegal bout. So those two will get back in action against each other at the Ultimate Fighter finale. It's a rematch that both of them want. Burns didn't like the way that he got that victory because he knows what he did. He knows that he poked him in the eye multiple times. He stated that he couldn't make a closed fist throughout the fight because a bone in his hand that wouldn't fuse, and so he had it palm open the whole time, and he was pressing forward with that, and the open fingers multiple times poked Anthony Johnson in the eye. So, and of course, Anthony Johnson wants to get that win back because he was winning that fight back in July before being poked in the eye to the point where he couldn't continue. So they both want to get that fight, and they want to make it right. It was a pretty good fight while it was going on, so definitely excited to see that fight on the Ultimate Fighter finale. Another fight signed for UFC Fight Night 16, which is the fight for the Troops Night, December 10th at the Fort Bragg military base in North Carolina. That fight will be Matt Wyman, who is 10-3 overall, 4-1 in the UFC, taking on Frankie Edgar, also 4-1 in the UFC. This is going to be another good undercard lightweight fight for this, and a chance for both of these guys to continue on the paths that they've been on. Wyman is going for his fifth consecutive victory in the UFC. He was on the Ultimate Fighter 5 in 07. Before appearing on the Ultimate Fighter, he lost to Spencer Fisher at UFC 60. And he, on the show, lost to the eventual runner-up Manny Gambarian in the quarterfinals. But he has been undefeated in the UFC since then. And Frankie Edgar is coming off of a victory over Hermes Franca at Fight Night 14. So the two of them will face up at Fight for the Troops, and that's going to be definitely a fight that is filled with a lot of action and going to be an exciting lightweight fight. I love the lightweight division. I got to go on record saying just I absolutely love the lightweight division and the speed and the differences in that division with just differing fighters bringing their contrast and styles at a just completely different pace than some of the other divisions in the UFC. That's going to be another good fight to watch for on Fight Night 16. More pro elite news. They announced today that their four-part Champions of the Cage series will premiere this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on FSN. That's the Fox Sports Network. It's going to continue through October 19th on Sundays, finally with an exclusive King of the Cage episode. MMA Weekly was reporting on this. And this Sunday show will have will feature fights between Frank Shamrock and Phil Baroni, and then Kimbo Slice against Tank Abbott. And that premiere episode will also have distraction from Elite XC welterweight champ Jake Shields and Charles Crazy Horse Bennett. That series is hosted by Jake Laser, and they've got listed the maiden fights that will be on the following programs. The following Sundays on the 5th, we'll have a fight between Anderson Silva and Jorge Rivera. October 12th, we'll have Ruthless Robbie Lawler against Murillo Ninja Hua from Elite XC. I believe that was a Showtime fight. And then finally, Quentin Jackson against Sean Gray. All of those will replay starting the 22nd. The October 5th show will replay. The October 12th show will replay on the 24th. And the October 19th show will replay on the 29th. So that's a four-episode deal with FSN and Pro Elite starting on Sunday. Another fight added to UFC 91. Two lightweights looking to rebound from losses. Alvin Robinson and Mark Bocek. Both of them are 1-2 in the UFC. Robinson, it will be his first return. It will be his return to the UFC for the first time since he lost to Nate Diaz by submission at UFC Fight Night 12 earlier this year. Bocek is coming off a submission loss to Mac Danzig at UFC 83 this year. So those two will meet on the undercard. That will most likely not make the live card, but could provide a filler bout with time available. Another fight listed for UFC 92. Czech Congo is going to take on the newcomer Mustafa Al-Turk. UFC 92 is the New Year's event on December 27th. Congo was a possible opponent for Brock Lesnar in his next fight before Randy Couture came back. And Turk was set up to meet Cain Velasquez at UFC Fight Night 16, the fight for the troops, before he went down with a knee injury. So looks like Congo and Al-Turk at UFC 92 in December. Last thing I wanted to comment on today, over on MMAJunkie.com, Steve Sievert has an interesting speculative article about the Andre Arlovsky fight and the co-promotion with Affliction and Elite XC possibly being a prelude to Fedor Emelianenko versus Kimbo Slice fight. Now, I'm going to disagree with his take on this a little bit. I think for Elite XC and for Affliction, it would certainly generate a lot of buzz and it would generate some viewers and would get people talking. But as a fight, Kimbo's got to get through Ken Shamrock still first. Ken Shamrock's going to, despite the fact that he hasn't won a fight in however many years, and despite the fact that he's 44 years old, 45 years old, whatever it is, he's going to be the first real legit test for Kimbo Slice, and Kimbo may not make it past October 4th. Now, that being said, if he does, if he takes care of Ken Shamrock, Fedor versus Slice would not even be a competition. Fedor absolutely decimated Tim Sylvia. Tim Sylvia, while I'm not a fan of his, is still a former UFC World Heavyweight Champion. He still has victories over some big names in the sport, and he still has some experience in the cage, in the ring, in the octagon, what have you. Kimbo Slice would get eaten alive by Fedor Emelianenko. Plain and simple, it would it'd be elementary. There's no way Kimbo Slice stands a chance. And I just, I don't agree with Steve's take that few fights would be bigger than Fedor versus Slice, because I think there's plenty of other opponents you could put in versus Fedor that would be bigger than a fight against Kimbo Slice. But for where Elite XC and Affliction are right now, yeah, for the two organizations, that would be the big names from each organization if they were going to do a co-promoting bout. So it would definitely get people talking. It would definitely get some ratings. It would definitely be a big big deal for CBS to have Fedor Emelianenko on live network television. But I believe that they'd probably save that one for a pay-per-view and try to rack up some pay-per-view buys. I don't think it would do the hundreds of thousands of buys that Sievert believes that it may do, but you know, it could do enough. It could do quite a bit of business, just the name value alone, especially if Kimbo picks up a high profile victory against Ken Shamrock. But Fedor still, I mean, he's seen by, if you're listening to this, obviously you're into MMA and you know more than the average fan, so obviously Fedor is a big name for us, but for the mass U.S. public, Fedor is not much of a name. And there'd have to be some building up of that to really get it going as well. But just thought it was an interesting take, and definitely worth thinking about, because it definitely opens up that line of communication with this Arlovsky-Nelson fight on just exactly where this Elite XC Affliction collaboration could go. So, good article by Sievert. Definitely check it out over on MMAJunkie.com. That's all I've got for you today. It's been a decent-sized update here. I'll hopefully be back over the weekend with a weekend update. Thank you for listening again this week. This is Jamie Pennock signing off.